Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Now, Jenna from Time Out Bookstore is here. Morena. Oh, let me turn that one on. Here we go. Morena.
Morena.
Good morning, Jenna.
How are you?
How's it going? Now, was it a busy old weekend at Time Out Bookstore? Because it's a bit rainy, so probably a good day to get some good days to do some book shopping.
Yeah, it was actually a really good weekend. I wasn't there, which was lucky for me, but the staff were working very hard and the sales were... Books were popping out the door, which was fantastic.
What are some of the best sellers at the moment?
Oh, we have this local author called Rachel Paris. She's published by Hachette, and she has this page-turning succession-like thriller based in Sydney, and we cannot keep that on the shelf at the moment.
Okay.
It's so busy. And then also Careless People, the book about the New Zealand Facebook exec who's calling out Meta for their work culture.
Yes.
And I can't remember the author's name right off the top of my head. So it's a double-barreled last name. And
is that worth a read?
I've heard it's really good in terms of the writing style as well. And then also The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. Some self-help has been flying off the shelf.
Oh, yeah, I love a bit of self-help. I'm reading the Matt Heath book at the moment, actually.
How are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Awesome.
It's got some good stories in there.
Cool.
And I think, you know, there's just like nice little snippets of stuff that you can think about and use in your daily interactions with people, which I think is quite handy. It's good to do that.
And I think the Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins does that as well. That's the theory of if someone's doing something you don't like, you just think in your head, let them do it, and it's not your problem.
Yes.
I haven't read the book, but that's the gist, I think. But you should still read it if you want to know more. The other book another book that has been flying off the shelves is Ellie Moore's memoir called No Words for This. She's a New Zealand journalist who had, this memoir is so unreal and really hard to read in some parts, but it's about abuse in her family, as well as working in the media for 30 years in New Zealand and Australia. And I thought I was being really clever, so over the weekend I was like, I can't decide what to review. I'm going to make a poll on Instagram. And I tell you what, more people voted than I thought were going to. And it just kept changing over the last 24 hours. So Ellie Moore's came second, unfortunately, with 45% votes, and the book that I'm going to review today is called Perfection by Vincenzo Latronico, which is the book that I'm going to review today.
Tell us about this author.
He is Italian. This is his first book translated into English, though it is his fourth novel, and he lives in Milan now, but he lived in Berlin for a long time. This is where this book is set, and it's been long listed for the International Booker Prize, which the shortlist actually gets announced this week. So the International Booker, you know, the original Booker Prize is like the prize of all prizes in the book world. The International Booker was established in 2004, and it's for translated works, and so the money is split between the author and the translator. So it's a really good list to look at. And this long list this year is very interesting because none of the heavy hitters are in it. Every one of the 13 long listees, it's their debut onto an International Booker long list, and 11 of the books are under 250 pages, which is really good. If you like a short book, 11 of the books are indie publishers, which this was one of them. So Perfection is short little book set in Berlin about a couple called Anna and Tom. It's told in third person point of view, and they move as a unit. They're never distinguished from each other. They're always doing everything together. And the novel starts off with this really intensive description of their apartment in Berlin. They're Italian. And maybe you would recognise parts of your house in their apartment with its Monstera plants and In Rainbows vinyl special edition face out, and your Titian array of books on display. And actually these are photographs of their apartment that they use to sublet it when they go on holiday. But it's the early 2010s, and the book, the way that it's written, is rather than a description of the people, it's a description of the items around them and the things that they do. So it's not definitely not a character study, but it kind of feels a bit like, is it satire or is it a mirror of a millennial life of searching for authenticity amongst social media and consumerism? It's actually based, or the structure of it is based on this novel that came out in 1965 by a French author called Georges Perec called Things, A Story of the 60s. So it's almost like an updated version of this for millennials, I would say, and especially millennials who have a distinct memory of living without the internet and how the internet has entwined itself into our lives. I can read a little description, which I liked, of social media. They could still remember a time when they only used Facebook to find out what had happened to their school crushes and when Instagram was a little more than an archive of people's holiday snaps. Since then, they'd followed many evolutions of those websites from their dual perspective as both interface designers and users. They could name every single update, the introduction of lights and notifications, video sharing, picture posting, tagging, but any attempt to draw a connection between those minutiae and the way in which social media had spread through every aspect of their lives was so reductive as to miss the point entirely, like wondering whether it is at the first twig or the third tree that a forest could be said to be on fire. It's kind of, some could say this is quite a pessimistic book, but I really enjoyed reading it, maybe because of that, laughing at them, but maybe laughing at yourself, and you'd probably recognize some of yourself in it. They like move around art galleries, but they don't really like art. They go to sex clubs because that's what everyone else is doing. They're not really sure why they're there. And I think that quest for authenticity perhaps could be something that everyone is looking for, but maybe seems more lame with the internet side of that, or telling your how you tell your story to other people.
Sounds quite fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I reckon. I'm into it.
I think there will be some people who find it quite jolty because they're like, who are these people? But I think he's making a point in his writing.
Yes.
It's very clever.
Obviously spent some time in Berlin to have written the book, you'd say?
Yeah, so he lived there in this time, and I think, I don't know exactly his timeline of his life, but I know now that he lives in Milan. But yeah, and Berlin's that place where a lot of people go to have that kind of life and, you know, go get into a polyamory and, you know, so on.
Probably a great little book for people looking to jet over there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe it's just come back and reflecting.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah, so I would really recommend it, and I would recommend to check out other books on the International Booker. Notable other winners of this prize have been Hung Kang and Olga Tokarczuk, who are big Time Out favourites, who have since gone on to win the Nobel Prize, which is, if you think the Booker is the book prize of all book prizes, the Nobel is the author prize of all author prizes. So you've always got to keep an eye on who's in this. And translation's so interesting. What an art skill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenna from Time Out Bookstore, the name of the book once again?
It is called Perfection by Vincenzo Latronico.
On the shelf at Time Out Bookstore?
On the shelf now.
Excellent. All right. Hey, thank you so much. And a big shout out to Time Out Bookstore.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.